We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Chof Hei Omer Aleph, and we are starting approximately 7 lines from the bottom, Omer Rav. Omer Rav, everything in our Mishnah, we had here in our Mishnah 4 cases that are Pasul. So Rav says, Kulam Poislim BeKuhuna Chutz Min HaRishon. That means there's something called Reach HaGet, that according to Rashi, it's even the Reis de Gal Halacha. According to the Rambam, it's the Rabban and the Gedin. But the din is that if you give a posel a get to a person's wife, if it's a Shail of Kahuna, she's considered a Megoreshes. For example, if he is a Kayin, then they can't stay married, because now she became a Megoreshes. Or if he eventually dies and she wants to marry a Kayin, she can't marry a Kayin because she's now ready, she's called a Megoreshes. She's not really Megoreshes, but she has a shame gerish on herself. And Rashi learns that from a pasuk. It says, "V'isha grusha mi'isha lo yikachu." It says in the pasuk that a kohen can't take this type of grusha, even if it's only grusha mi'isha from her husband. Because let's say someone says, "You only divorced from me, but not from anyone else. For Gabi, everyone else, you're still married." It's not a good get, but it's enough to be a reyach get, and it's possible to a kohen. See here also, even though these gittin are shaloi l'shma and the pasul, they're still. Besides, for the Rishon, which has no Sheikhs, was never written Shem Aget, that's why it's no Sheikhs.
How do you even know when the Rishon walking around this get, what was the disqualification?
In this case? When we have Bezdin, when the Bezdin came, the case we would know was not a good get. We don't know. We're walking around with it, we don't know. If you walk around with a get, you could, if she wants to say she's divorced, of course she should use the get. We're talking about what we know. We know it was not a good get. So here, in the case where it was given an out of get, it was given in a reform bezdin, whatever the case was, and they looked at it. They said it was written so small. Then they found out. So what do you do now? So halacha is they're still married, but she's pasul lakuna now. And only the only case now is the rumor of the shem get the rishon now. V'shmuel oma af rishon nayim paisel. Even the rishon pasul, even without the shem get, it's also reyach get. V'adu shmuel tamei. Dama shmuel kamakum shanu chamim get pasul. Anytime chamim said get pasul, it's pasul. It is possible. Upaisel, but also passels her from kuna. And the same thing by chalitza. A chalitza, psula, if you made a chalitza that was not a good chalitza, is psula, it's possible. Upaisel also b'rachim, which means she can't do yibim anymore, but she doesn't have chalitza either. She needs a new chalitza. But it's enough to pass them an achim. The halacha is that if you do chalitza, you're not going to do yibim anymore. Because it says, asher lo yivneh. The pasuk says that asher lo yivneh, which means once you didn't do it, you're never going to build the house. Therefore, once you do chalitza, you cannot build, you cannot marry. So, like upon him, he says also by chalitza that psulo pesas an achim. Mrava Amri, Mishreid Rabbi Lazar, Smoil Velayla, they qualify the different type of psulim of chalitza. Smoil, if you did chalitza on the left foot, which is possible, or either belayla, which is also possible, is psulois or paislois. It's possible, but it still passes the brothers. And how do you know you need right foot from regular mitzayra? And layla also you learn from a pasuk there. Katan zok tap the chavayim aleph. Katan vampilya. If it's a katan doing chalitza, or it's ampilya, which is a sack, like a sack, not a good shoe. So halach is that's psulois for ain paiselas. It's possible and it does nothing. It's like worthless. Ziri Amar, back on our Mishnah. Kulam ein poislim. All the cases of our Mishnah is no reyach haget. Chutz min ha'achron. Besides for the last one. Why the last one? So Rashi says, kuzeh choshes v'yesh breira. And a pasul lakuna. This gufa, Tais Rosh points out, this gufa a riot to what we said from Taisus on yesterday's shir. Why? Because he was saying, he holds yesh breira. And still only pasul lakuna. But it's not a good get. Because you see, if you hold yesh breira, still we hold that's not a good get because it's in the kasal of shvah. But it's enough to passel the atzreich again. So it's iram a kulam ein paislim chutz m'achron because there we have chosh yesh breira. Chayin amar asi kulam ein paislim chutz m'achron. Rabbi Yechon says af achron name ein paislim. Even the last one does not make a reich get. Why? Because Rabbi Yechon holds ein breira. But also Rabbi Yechon tamed. Amar av asi Rabbi Yechon ha'achem shecholku brothers that split up a yerusha. Lekucha is same. They're considered lekuchas umachzirim zelazeh b'yovel, and they have to give back everything b'yovel. The halacha is if someone owns a property, he keeps it b'yovel. But if he bought something, it goes back to the seller. So here, according to Rabbi Yechanan, he holds that Yerusha is not megalul mafreya, that was mine the whole time. We're not sure which one's supposed to be mine from the Yerusha. We split it. So we're like lekuchas. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says it goes back with Yevil. So Klar Rabbi Yechanan holds Ein Breira. So we really have two rides Rabbi Yechanan's Ein Breira. First of all, he says the Akron case is no reyach haget, must hold Ein Breira. And the second ride is from Akram Shecholku, he holds Ein Breira. So the Gemara, I need both Rabbi Yechanan's. But Tzricha. The Yitzvah Baha, If we just said a case of get, but how come Rabbi Yechanan the ain't breira? Dear Rabbi Yechanan says ain't breira, mishum de beinon la lishma, because dear Ba'etzim goes all the shas maybe yes breira, but dear by lishma and needs lishma like Tosfos points out before. But when it comes to properties, buy a mecher goes back to Yovel. Because there you say, Yerusha, you'll say, is yes breira. Which means like this, if we only had the case of Reach Get, I would tell you that Reach really holds yes breira. I in Reach Get, because he holds all the small, so strong, and has no shaykhs. If he said Sada, I would say, you know why I was saying aim, you know why I was saying over there, aim breira? It's a chumra to Mekayim Medin of Yovel will say aim breira. And I'm actually came by Isha, it's a kula to say that's a good get. So, the lechumra. Inami ketchila. Another reason why you would say maybe you have to give back the Yovel, even if it's a good Yerusha and there's yesh breira, I would still say maybe you have to return the Yovel. Because maybe there is a kasuv that by Yovel we reboot. We go back to how it was before. And since we're rebooting, so therefore we'll go back to Yerusha. Avahacha emaloi. But maybe you would think Gabi Reach get, Hitaka holds yesh breira. So, tzricha. That's why that's why we need both cases to say Ein Breira. We need the case of Reach Get that he holds Ein Breira has no shaykhis. And we also need Acham Shechalku also that he holds Ein Breira and it's Vachzir and Zel Zeb B'yayvel. Boi Mine. Rav Hoshiyam Rav Yehuda. Rav Hoshiyam Shal Rav Yehuda. Omba Le Lavla Ksoiv Le Eze She Teitze Le Pesach Tchila. Mahu. He asked him a shayla. If you tell a lavlar, I'm ready to get for Rachel, both wives of Rachel, whichever lady walks out of the door first, it's for her. Now, what's the shayla of Gemara? Don't we know that you say in Breira? So what's the shayla? Zokah Tosfos Rosh, which is good on the Gemara as we go along, that Tosfos Rosh says, the chilek between Toilah B'das Atzma and Toilah B'das Acherim. La'ezah She'ertzef, I want, there's Ein Breira, because you yourself, right now, don't know what you're talking about. So you can't say a verl mafreya that you knew. You didn't know. You said laizah she'ertza. You didn't know yet. Mashenka with someone else, it could be that guy knows already. Klapi shvai galya, we know already who's going to walk out of the door first. It's Toilah B'das Acherim. So maybe there you say yesh breira. That's the shayla. Maybe here you say yesh breira. Omer lava ksoiv laizah she'teitzeh b'pesachil amau. Omalei, so Rav Yehuda didn't understand. He thought everything's the same. Omalei Tanisua, yes to Mekan. Our Mishnah is the first Mishnah. Yes to Mekan Mulavlar. Ksev la Ezel She'eretzah Garas, possible Garas. But if you say Ezel She'eretzah, it's possible. We say Alma Ein Breira. So he says, I don't know what your Shaila is. We pass an Ein Breira. But our Mishnah says Ein Breira, which means the Gavi Gittin at least Melisa Ein Breira. So what do you want from me that your Shaila, it's in the first Mishnah? Again, he didn't chap that it's the Chilptin, Das Acherim, Das Atzma. Eisvei, so Rav Hoshiyah asks back to Rav Yehuda, well, I'll show you that there is a din breira. Ha'omer levanav, hareini sheichet es ha-pesach, a person tells his children, I'm going up first, and I'm going to shech the karm pesach. You guys are lagging behind. Whoever comes first, you will be zeicha the karm pesach, and you'll be zeicha for all your brothers. Ha'omer levanav, hareini sheichet es ha-pesach, amish yam kem rishon l'rishlaim, whoever comes first to Yerushalayim, kim tzu nichlas reish rubai, since the first one gets in Rosh Rubai, Zacha Bechelka, he's Zacha and his Chel Karm Pesach, and Zacha is Ochav Imai, and Zacha is his brothers with him. So what do you see? You see, we say, yes, Breira. Here, we don't know who's going to come in first, and we say that it works. And this is the case of the Tayyab Das Chayim, actually. Omalei, so Rehuda's answers back, he says, Omalei, Hoshi Abri, Hoshi, my son, Ma Inyim Psachim Ez Gittin. What are you comparing that Mishnah Psachim to Gittin? Ha'itma Allah, we learned on that halacha, on that Mishnah, on Rabbi Yechanan, that the whole pshat was k'dei lezarzem b'mitzvahs. There was no real breira there. He already shechted up the same everyone. He just wanted to mezarz them. Saying whoever comes first, he's the one who's a schus for everyone. It's a way of doing a zirus. Dekanami diktani kivish nichas roisha rishon roisha ruba. He's the first. Once the first one goes into Yerushalayim, most of his body zocha bechelkai. He's mezakin his own chelik, mezakin sachav imay. He's mezakin his brothers. If you said you're ready, put everyone on the Karm Pesach ready from Shashchita Shapir. Eli Amrit Loyam Ninu, that you didn't do it yet, it's only happening now after they come in that you're putting them on the Karm Pesach. La'ach Ashchita Mikam Esinu, could you appoint people on the Karm Pesach after the Shchita? Va'atanar went to the Mishnah. Nimnim, if you were Manui on it, and you want to be Meishchin Yadayim, and you want to like back out, you want to change your mind, you only can be Meishchik until it's Shchita. And the same thing becoming appointed on the Pesach. It has to be before Shechita. So here, after Shechita, it's too late. So how could it be that he said, whoever comes in will be Zeicher then? It's too late. It's after the Shechita. So upon him, it must be there, about the amount of everyone. The amount of everyone. And Lemaisa, it was just Lazarus of the mitzvahs. And I'll bring a raya, Taina Mahachi. Maisa the Kabu Banis Labana. One time, the daughters came before the sons. Venimsu Banis Zrizois Ubanam Shvelim. You see, and what happened was, it turned out the Banis were the Zrizois. They were the ones who were called Zrizim, and the Banim were like the lagging behind. So why didn't they say better? And the Banim didn't get the Karban Pesach. So that's what we said. Look, the Banim Zrizois is Zeicha, the Pesach Banim Zeicha. They weren't Zeicha. They had to be Zeicha, they someone else. Kamash Vulon, that's not a Shalas Chos. The whole thing was only Lazar Zom Mitzvahs. So what's going on here? We have a Shaila of Yishio, had a Shaila about a case of Tel Das Acherim, and Rav Yehuda answered Tel Das Atzmai, a case of our Mishnah, and we asked him a Tel Das Acherim. Om Abaya. Kabayim Menei Tel Das Acherim. The question was, if whoever walks out first, do you say Breyer in such a case? The Kaposhalei, and he answers him from Tel Das Atzmai. He answered him from a case where it was his own das, which we said it's much harder to say Breyer there, because you yourself don't know. V'hod the Moisev law, and then Rav Yishio goes back and asks him, Tel Das Acherim. And he goes, asks him, Tel Das Acherim. So Rabbi says, I don't know what's going on here. You guys are not talking to each other. Amar Rava, Rava says, my kasha, Dilma mandis le Breyra. If you hold a Breyra, lo yishno Tel Das Asmai, lo yishno Tel Das Acherim. If you hold a Breyra, it's side Das Asmai, side Das Acherim. And if you don't hold a Breyra, and if you don't hold a Breyra, and mind less le Breyra, lo yishno Tel Das Asmai, lo yishno Das Acherim, less le Breyra. I might have skipped the word isle brera before. Mind less le brera, loishon tov das acherim, less le brera. Rav is saying, no, they're all the same. I argue about you. They're exactly the same. That's pshat and shak of tari. They're all the same. But Abaya holds are different. Like we said, the svara is, because when it's tov das acherim, there it's hard to say brera, because in the reisha, right away, when he said le'edesh eretzah, he was dancing on by two chasinas. He didn't know which one. So he can't say hovel ma'freya, he didn't know. Ma'shek and tov das acherim, it's shayach to say, hovel ma'freya. So upon him, that's Machlokes Rav and Abaye. If there's a difference, Tel Das Acherim. And the next Gemara will continue as saying a kasha from two places where you find there is a chiluk Tel Das Acherim and Tel Das Acherim.